I am ready. Hey, this is Foss FM. You're listening to Cajun Radio. I'm filling in for Clint. Clint's not here. It's 20 past 8. It took me 20 minutes to park, so that's why I'm a little later. And Gabby was playing some good stuff. I saw an amazing band this week, one of my favourite bands, and they're called Fucked Up. And so I'm going to play you a song from them. This is Two Snakes.
We'll be right back.
That's right. I followed a fucked up song with a fucked up song. But they're amazing. I saw them this week, and that's kind of all I'm listening to at the moment. What have we got? My friend's Randy's band supported them too, but I don't have any of his new band's material. So I'm going to play an OH song, because they're great too. So this is Glitter off the Everything In Between album.
Sunset Strip in an abandoned house, but I will wait there. I'll be waiting forever. I'm waiting, 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 waiting. Go!
Was Pavement with Summer Babe, who are amazing. Before that, you had No Age with Glitter, who supported Pavement at the Hollywood Bowl one time. Before that, you had Fucked Up, Two Snakes, and also David Comes to Life. That's it. I'm having trouble tonight. I'm in a boiling hot room with no air conditioning in downtown Los Angeles. I had trouble parking. Because there's some event, and that's it. You're listening to Foss FM on Kaechung Radio. Let's keep the songs coming. We've got a special guest coming in at 9, but you're going to have to keep listening to find out who that's going to be. Exciting. Okay, this is the Pink Mountain Tops.
Oh, words are all right. The words are all right.
my love by the gasworks wall. Dream the dream by the old canal. I kissed my girl by the factory wall. Dirty old town, dirty old town, dirty old town, dirty old town.
since the first induction, thinking to scandal our skin and stole the serene.
So what if I'm a dragon's skin, you fucking bum? They're trying to fucking train.
Did he ever return? No, he never returned. And his fate is still unknown. He might ride forever beneath the streets of Boston. It's the skin that will never return. But did he ever return? No, he never returned. And his fate is still unknown. Never return.
What's up? You just listened to Skinhead on the MBTA by Dropkick Murphys, Body of an American by the Pogues, and Dirty Old Town by the Pogues. That's from my friend Joey. Hey, I got a special guest, like I promised. Anaya from the Bots is here.
What up, what up?
What's up?
What's up? What's going on?
Thanks for coming to the hottest room in Los Angeles.
It's awesome.
Yeah,
it's awesome right
so
now.
So hot, I'm dying right now.
Two fans going.
Yeah, two fans.
Two fans, and one without the
neither of them are doing anything.
One oscillating and one just stationary.
They're just blowing hot air around. It's horrendous in here right now.
It's pretty bad.
When you walked in, I was just like, oh, what?
Isn't that too different from outside, though? It's
warm outside.
Is like... It's not that hot, actually. It's cooled down. Today was burning.
Yeah.
Yesterday was burning, but today was even hotter.
Damn. So, tell me what you've been up to. We did a show with you a couple of months ago.
Yep, we did that. That was awesome.
And you were just about to go to England, I think, and all that stuff. But what have you been up to, man?
Gosh. What did we do?
Lots of stuff.
Finishing up the album.
Yep.
We went to Japan.
Wow.
We did a show in Brooklyn just the past weekend.
Yep.
And we're about to go on a month-long tour in September. Well, next Tuesday, we're out. For maybe till October, actually.
Where's the month long tour?
Gosh, that's gonna be all around North America, not just the U.S. It's going to Canada.
Oh, cool.
We're going everywhere. We're like Pittsburgh, back to Albany, Columbus, Denver. We're going to Montreal and Toronto. Doing a show in L.A. That's gonna be sick.
Where's your L.A. show?
At The Smell.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's gonna be crazy.
Yeah.
Our friend is putting it on, so.
Cool.
It's like a weird block party kind of thing. But that's gonna be cool. I can't even remember all the dates. Chicago.
Yep.
We're doing a lot, and they're adding more dates right now, so.
Oh, wow.
I made a flyer, and I was like really hyped on it, and then I got my manager called, and she's like, we're doing more dates, so you gotta post it. I was like, what? I just took me all, like, a long time to get it done, so I gotta do this new flyer with, even more dates.
It sucks being so popular, huh?
No. it's a lot of hard work, but it's good. It's fun, though. I might not be back home. I'll be back home on the 21st, because that's when we play our LA show, but...
Yeah.
We go back out in October, and that's going to be till like the 10th. They were like, so we're going to be gone for a while.
Sick.
But it's going to be good.
Yeah, it'll be amazing.
It's going to be good regardless.
Are you? Do you have people supporting you? Are you headlining? Or like, what's the situation in the shows?
A lot of them are headlines. We have some festivals. We're doing Riot Fest. We're doing like 3 Riot Fest shows.
Yep.
Most of them are headline. Some are support, and I'm not sure who we're supporting yet.
Okay.
It's not confirmed yet, but... It should be good. It should be mainly just headlining and support.
Sick.
With the occasional festivals, it's gonna.
All right. If you could headline and you could have like 2 bands support you or 3 bands, and you could choose any bands you wanted, who would you have?
gosh, headline show. See, the thing is, like, if I choose two bands that are like bigger than us, that's gonna be like it'd be under them to do that.
Well,
but,
all right. Well, what if you needed to? You were doing a show and you needed someone to headline, and you wanted to play second. You could choose a bigger band to do that.
Gosh.
I just wonder which ones you choose.
You know, there's this band called the Unicorns.
Yeah.
And they disbanded, but they're playing shows right now at Arcade Fire.
Oh, okay.
So right now they're doing a couple of shows. They agreed to. They really didn't like each other. And that's why they disbanded, but that would be an amazing band to play. They're super sick. They're just like...
They didn't like each other? That's why they disbanded?
I believe, I could be wrong, but I think the guitarist and the bassist broke up on stage and got in a fight.
Wow.
And that's where that ended. That would be a cool band to do it. And our friends, Mikachu and the Shapes.
Yep.
Yeah, they're from East London. That would be an amazing show. If it was those two bands on the same lineup with us, that would be crazy, because they're like an experimental. They do really, like, it's just wonky. It's
what are they called?
Mikachu and the Shapes. Mikachu. It's like Pikachu.
Mikachu. Oh, okay.
Yeah, the lead guitarist. Her name's Mika.
Okay.
And she is, the reason they called her Mikachu is because she just has the tendency to explode.
Oh, okay.
Kind of like Pikachu.
I don't know much about that.
I don't know either. Like, you know how Pikachu like. Does the only thing Pikachu can really do is shoot lightning?
I do not know. It's out of my jurisdiction.
Yeah, that's.
If you ask me about Mad Max, I know everything about it, or Star Wars.
Yeah, I can Pikachu. Do Star Wars, yeah, for sure. But the only thing I really know about Pokemon is Brock.
Right, don't know.
The main three characters that.
I barely know what Pokemon is. It's like a lot of cards, right?
I don't really know much about it other than a few things, but I know that Pikachu shoots lightning, and that's the only power Pikachu could do.
And they're called Mikachu and the Shapes.
Yeah, the Shapes. Yeah, okay. It's three piece. They're cool. Amazing. Highly recommend them.
So you'd have them and the Unicorns support.
That would be an amazing show, yeah. I think my brother would agree with that too. He'd be like, if he heard this, he'd be like, yeah. He'd definitely be down for that.
Tight. Should we play some music?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. Do you want to play on this, or do you want to play on that?
Yeah, let's play on your iPod.
Ooh, all right, let's see. I was thinking about what jams to put on. I got a bunch of jams in here. Let's see. I got...
You got any Mikachu and the Shapes?
I do, actually.
They sound interesting.
For sure. Let me play Mikachu and the Shapes track. I got a... Actually, yeah. Hold on. Here we go. Let's see. Oh, this is, all right, this song. Yeah, it's called Just In Case, off their album Jewelry.
Cool. Sounds good.
Mikachu and the Shapes.
Bye. falling down. In Kaysar, I saw a disappointment is too much. In expecting life to be tough.
Yeah, I'll stop the world. Expecting life to be tough.
Boys and girls, all day long, rolling with me.
That was Mikachu and the Shapes.
Yes.
Cool. Yeah, what did you say about them? You said that they've got a third album coming out and they're on Rough Trade, right?
Maybe.
There's a rumor.
It's a rumor right now. As of right now, it's sort of a rumor, but I got it directly from the source, so I don't know if it's true, but maybe they're working on one right now.
Oh, okay.
As far as I know.
Yeah, yeah, cool.
But that's crazy.
So
that's
tell me more good. About your album.
It's called Pink Palms. Gosh, that's coming out October 14th.
Yep.
I thought it was going to be the 13th as well, but I think it's just the 14th.
Okay.
Yeah, it's crazy. We've been recording since November, and we finished right before we went on tour in June of this year. So it took us a little while to do it, and it was really awesome. Justin Warfield worked on it with us. Nick Zinner.
My girl bumped into him today.
Really?
Yeah, Jennifer bumped into him today.
J-War.
His kid does
Bowie.
Karate with Harlow.
Are you really? Wow, yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. Bowie, yeah.
Funny connection.
That's awesome. That is awesome. Yeah, he actually told me about it, about Jennifer. That's why.
Yeah.
In the studio like a while back, and I think I told you, and he was just like, I mentioned you, it came up in conversation, and then I mentioned her, I think, and then he's like, wait a minute, and then he said by her maiden name.
So exactly.
I wasn't familiar with it, but it was, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah,
it's funny.
Crazy.
The homies from way back.
Heck yeah, that's awesome.
So tell me about this album. Pink Palms.
It's crazy.
October 14th. Which album is this? Is this your fourth?
We want to say, this is our second LP.
Right.
But, you know, between me and Micaiah, we like to just say it's our first, because the first one we did was in 2009.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like it's kind of demo-y. You know, that counts as an LP, so, you know. And then from after that, we did...
Because you got a bunch of stuff out.
We did, we did the last EP we put out was last year. And then we did two EPs maybe prior before that.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's like the second LP though.
What was the song that Redder directed the video for?
That was 517. That was off the last EP.
So sick.
Oh dude, thanks.
Yeah,
that was awesome.
That one a lot.
I was like, I want to work with him again.
Has there been the new stuff? Is it like the same sort of direction, or has it got a different feel to it, or is it?
It's different. Really, you know, we changed it up. We were talking. Me and Micaiah decided, you know, because for a while
it's
speed
garage.
I wish. If me and Micaiah we wouldn't need instruments, we'd just need a laptop and maybe like a MIDI keyboard. We'd be making just garage music and dubstep.
Yeah.
If it was up to us and the label had nothing to do with it, we'd just make just like ultra fast, super speeding dubstep and just...
It sounds awful.
Sing over, yeah. We'll just rap over it too. That would be crazy. But it's good. It's aside from... What we didn't do, we changed it up. Yeah, we were talking about, because we were always categorized as punk rock.
Right.
Which isn't, you know, it wasn't bad, but we didn't just want to be a punk band. We wanted to do more than that. So it took us, you know, throughout the years, we were trying to figure out our sound, but the sound is just rock and roll.
Yeah.
And within rock and roll, you know, you have indie, you got punk, you got all these crazy, just alternative, experimental.
Yeah.
And that's what we decided to do. And for this album, we wanted to explore that. And so when we were writing, we wrote a lot of songs that were for the album that didn't make it on the album.
Right.
But the songs that we wrote specifically for the album, we went out of our comfort zone.
Yeah.
You know, and we really went all in on it. It sounds really good though. I really like what came out of it, because it's not what we usually do, but it is now that we do it. And it sounds good. We managed to, live shows, we managed to pull it off, and, you know, It sounds, I'm really happy. Like, this album, I'm actually genuinely excited. So is Mikhail.
Sick.
We always mention it. It's just like, we're just waiting for October 14th.
Cause yeah. Uh-huh.
We want people to hear it too.
Yeah.
Because we get, you know, a lot of people, I don't really look at press. I try to avoid that stuff like every other band. But when you do see something, sometimes, you know, people, they mention, it's usually just punk, you know, they mention age-wise and age shouldn't really matter.
Yeah.
Genre, we're trying to break that barrier, that genre barrier. We're just trying to make it just rock and roll.
Uh-huh.
And people like that. People actually like that we're not just stuck to one genre, which
yeah.
is really, you know, it's really happy.
That's good, man.
I'm really happy about it.
Refreshing. So do you want to play us a track?
Off the... Well, I don't know
if you're allowed to play it off the album, or...
We have a track online that just came out. It's a single.
Oh, perfect.
Actually, it's on... it's called All I Really Want.
Have you got it?
I don't have it on here, but it's on SoundCloud. It literally came out just the other day.
Oh, that's perfect. And it's off the album?
It's off the album. It's going
to
be off
the
album.
Yeah, that'd be good. I'd like to play 517, but like if...
Oh, this
if,
is... Yeah.
There's a new track.
You might, you'll like this. I did bass for... Me, Mikhail, and Justin all did bass for this track. So I'm really excited about it. It's good.
Drum and bass.
Yeah, drum and bass. Seriously. But it's crazy. It's like the first thing Justin, Mikhail, and I thought was like... The movie Thrashing,
yeah,
because it has that vibe in it. It's kind of punky. It's really cool. It's actually here you go.
Okay.
It's really nice though. We had the
what's
hardest,
it called?
All I Really Want.
Oh, I found it.
Yeah. We had the hardest time trying to choose the name of the song. Finally came down to this.
Is it this one?
Yeah. There we go. Yeah.
Just to rest my head. Every day's a bummer and I just want it to end. Trying to find a diamond in the rough. Wanna see a smile but you're acting tough. I feel like life has lied to me.
Enjoy the weekend. Make half a survey.
Here I am not today. Not much has really changed. Sitting in my room doing the same thing I do every day. Make a cup of tea, sit down, stare at the screen until I see something that relates to me. But it's also boring.
And what I really, really want. And what I really, really want. All about to happen. You never could imagine. And what I really, really want. And all I really, really want is you.
All I hear the same words. Sound surrounds you like a sea of noise until you snap. No one's like me, so they'll never understand completely. The lights in the house are off, but I'm not sleeping.
Enjoy the weekend.
Waiting around for something good to happen. That's if anything ever happens.
And what I really, really want. And all I really, really want. Is all about to happen. You never could imagine. And what I really, really want. And all I really, really want. Is you.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah.
It sounds like, yeah, a really great sort of direction that you're going.
Yeah, it's good. That song doesn't sound anything else like the rest of the record. that song sounds kind of like that song. There's a couple songs that are, you know, punkier, but it's definitely diverse. It's selection.
Right.
It's the best thing about it.
Who would you say your inspirations are for this album?
Oh, man. For this album, we went everywhere. You know, it wasn't necessarily even musicians. It was traveling. Things we did aside from music. I mean, of course, you know, bands like Mikachu and the Shapes and Mikhail would say Arcade Fire, which they really influenced.
Yeah.
Bands like Deer Hunter.
Tempa T,
definitely. Tempa T was, he actually was in the studio. Now, he wasn't in the studio, but his spirit was in the studio. Definitely.
Smashing things up.
Yeah, I showed Justin and them, I'm like, you guys gotta see this. And they were just like laughing at it. So that spirit was in there, but just also the times we had in the studio with Justin and with Nick, that was also inspiring.
Yeah.
So it wasn't necessarily musicians, although it was, you know, bands, but it was what we did, you know, different things we saw on TV or things you see walking down the street.
Yeah, inspirations from all around. Like, I did that in my art as well.
Yeah, of course. Exactly. So. And that's what, for this album specifically, that's where we, you know, hanging out. Like the times when we weren't doing the music, we were just hanging out and joking around in the studio.
Yeah.
You know, like, we did a lot of silly stuff. Just like when we'd go out to eat and stuff, we'd just little things like that was what really made this record possible.
Yeah.
And it's good. I'm glad it all happened because it came out exactly the way we wanted to.
Right.
So it was good. So
you should go and see these guys. If anyone's out there listening, these guys rule. So
thank you very much.
They put on a really fun show. So you should definitely try and check it out.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Hey, do you want to play another song?
Yeah, I got a track. What are you feeling? I got a selection. I got like oldies. I got hip hop. I got punk.
Have you got Tempa T?
I took him off.
You took him off?
I couldn't. I got Tame Impala. That's sort of close, but I took Tempa T off.
Do you
want to
hear some Scouse Grime? Shall I play you some Grime from Liverpool?
Gosh, yeah, sure. Let's hear some Grime. Right, I don't know about if we could do it for the. How long can you do Grime for?
Oh no, it's good. I mean, we're fine. We got 45 minutes to that.
Grime.
I think you'll like this one because they've got like a funny like it's. They've got like a really Liverpool accent.
That accent, yeah.
Yeah, and it's pretty belligerent.
Tell
me what you think of this one.
Yeah, old time with the scouts among them, the party, the cheesy, the easel, you let know. Yeah. Up your girlfriend Sally, all black that in a black bandali. If you want more, then come to the alley. I always come first like Sega Rally. Yeah. Beat up your girlfriend Sally, all black that in a black bandali. If you want more, then come to the alley. I always come first like Sega Rally. Yeah. This flow a master. You know what I want, you cheeky fucking bastard. Like flow a master. You know what I want, you cheeky fucking bastard. Fucking bastard lad. Fucking bastard lad. Yeah. Whoa. Whatever you little not bad. Smash your body, you little fucking prick. Whoa. You will get whacked with a stick, whoa. You little fucking prick, smash your body, you little fucking prick, whoa. You will get whacked with a stick, whoa. You little fucking prick, whoa. Yeah, lad. You don't want beef, lad. Montana will knock out your teeth, lad. Fucking a lad, gonna turn skits, lad. Draw for this gas and stab you to bits, lad. Yeah, lad. You don't want beef, lad. SID will knock out your teeth, lad. Fucking a lad, gonna turn skits, lad. PAD will stab you to bits, lad. Yeah. I'm not going on flashy. Call PAD if I wanna do a cashy. Here's the grafter, I'm the rapper. Going I'm mean from Britain to Napa. Clap, 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 man, I got steel. Man, I'm not fake, man, I just real. Spray. Take you down like a rugby tackle. Never said shit, never said tackle. If you wanna go, I'ma break your back. Yeah, coming round to the ends. Liverpool, yeah, that's where I got friends. Merseyside, that's where I got friends. Talk stuff, yeah, that's where I got friends. Ghetto, yeah, that's where I got friends. Go check flex if you want big tens. Round to the ends, yeah, in the S3 on the mo. Licking at 160. Old tight man in the pen like Chizzy. Got luck, now he's fucked, cause they not that busy. Man, don't care, we're big on the busy. We'll take your line and we'll take your fizzy. Smash your body in your little fucking brick. War, you will get whacked with a stick. War, you little fucking brick, war. You're fucking back, you don't wanna bring it, you're fucking back, you don't wanna swing it, you're fucking back, you don't want me, you're fucking back, yeah, you're fucking back, you don't wanna war, you're fucking back, yeah, you're not a toy, you're fucking back, now take off your jaw, you're fucking back, you little fucking no bad, whatever, you little fucking prick, war, I'll shiv you to bitch, you little fucking cheeky bastard, lad, fucking up. What happened, lad? What happened? You little fucking cheeky bastard, lad. What happened? You're fucking backwards, you little bad. Yeah, lad. You don't want draw for the knock out. You're fucking a lad. Gonna turn skits, lad. Draw for the scouts and stab you to bits, lad. Yeah, lad. You don't want draw for the scouts and knock out your teeth, lad. Fucking a lad. Gonna turn skits, lad. Draw for the scouts and stab you to bits, stab you to bits, lad. You will get choked up by 2 bits, lad. I don't really give 2 shits, lad. Take your girl home and play with the tits, lad. Yeah, lad. We don't do double or quits, lad. War to the ends, poor man's in fits, lad. Running in the mouth, come on, like us, just empty clips, lad. Clean yourself off with a rag, you little fucker.
ball bag. You can never chat to me, you're swag. You little fucking ball bag. Everybody knows your girl is a slag. You little fucking ball bag.
Oh lad, you're a proper ball, you little fucking ball bag.
Lad, you are a proper little maggot.
Oh, you know what, lad? I'm just gonna sit back, you know, right? Sell swag, do nothing. Then I'm gonna get a fucking max and yeah, go back and just end top everybody.
This is how we're
gonna fade that one out. That was a wild one, huh?
That was good. It was good, but some of it didn't even sound like English. I was saying it was just like the last part. He was like chatting some weird. It was. I couldn't even understand it.
I know.
I was able
right?
to understand it, but I was.
Oh, like, I totally do.
What I couldn't understand was like.
Yeah.
How is he saying what he's saying? But he understands what he's saying. Other people do, and it's crazy that other people can't understand that.
Everyone in Liverpool probably does, but.
Yeah.
Outside of that, I'm not sure.
Yeah, that's
it's good. I like that stuff.
That's cool. It was good. It was definitely good. Oof.
Yeah.
That's intense.
Well, what do you want to play? What have you got?
Let's see. I was looking through.
Oh, tell me about Japan.
Oh, Japan was awesome. We went out there for just a week. We went out there.
Which shows did you play out there?
We played two shows. We played one in Tokyo. That was the first one. And then we went over to Osaka for like 2 days. And the first one was really good. It was really good. I had a friend of mine, Masa. He skated for Strush. For Strush.
Oh, yeah, Strush.
He showed me around and we skated around the town. He was awesome. He was just an awesome dude. He came out to the show with his wife.
Right.
A lot of it was a good show. It was just the one thing I didn't know and I heard about it and I didn't know. Me and Mikhail were like, we talked about it. It's kind of like, you know, let's see if it happens. We go on stage and we put like the guitar on the distortion. People were like, going crazy. We play the first song and we end and it's just dead silent. It's no one was speaking. No one was bantering in the crowd. It was just like the type of silence that like if you could be from the back of the room and say something and you'd hear it. I was on stage yelling and I could just hear myself from the other side of like the auditorium. I was like, wow. I was like, no one's talking and no one laughed. No one said anything. They're just like, it's all right, Compton. And just stayed silent. I was just like, all right, well, we're gonna play the next song. You know, if anyone has anything to say on that, no one says anything.
Maybe it's a respectful thing.
It is. They're really, really, really tidy with how they do that. The festivals out there, like they're really clean.
Yeah.
There's not a whole lot of garbage and stuff around like lots of other festivals. They're really clean. And they just straight out did not say it. They just are silent. But they when the music comes in, they rock out. Which is, they get their bob going on. They get their bounce going on.
Well,
it's good.
Well, I'm glad to hear it, because otherwise it would have been weird if they'd just been all stood there watching me.
It would have been, it would have been a lot more awkward if it was just silent the whole way.
But so, you met some friends of mine.
Yep, I sure did.
Chopper
sure
and the Osaka Daggers.
Those guys are some of the most friendly people I've ever met. Those
guys they're awesome.
Awesome. I showed up. Chopper met up with me, and it was the night I got in. I was kind of emailing, but I had to use Wi-Fi, so I was like, well, I wonder if he's gonna get in this and that. But luckily, I had his number, and my host came with us to Osaka, and I was using her phone. He met up with me, and we skated all the way down. I wasn't far from where the shop was. We went to the shop and he hooked me up with a board because my board was just terrible from TSA. And I was like, oh, thanks so much. Set it up there. I met a couple of the Daggers. We went to go skate in this little shopping mall area, the strip right down the way. We went to go eat. It was just, the guys are just so nice.
Where did you eat?
I'm not sure. We went to the sushi bar just around.
Oh, okay.
Went somewhere around there. We just went and we brought it back to the shop and ate. And
it's so rad. I love Osaka.
It's amazing. It seriously is. I have a lot of friends out there and they came out to visit. They all came to the show too.
Sick.
And we hung out at the show. We watched Suicidal.
Nice.
He even wrote on his website on.
Yeah, I think I saw that. Yeah,
I saw. I posted the article on it, and he was just like, "Wow!" When I saw the translated version, I was like, "Yeah, that's so awesome." They posted like an Instagram clip they got of me at the park. It was wonderful. The guys are just awesome.
Yeah,
they really are awesome.
I really wish they'd skate other places than the Sankakukan, the Triangle Park.
Yeah,
it's like drives me nuts every time I go there. I'm like, oh, we're going to skate here all night again. Like, can we please go somewhere else?
I know. I was watching, last night and the night before, I was watching Lens 2. and they were in a lot of spots in Osaka, and you know, Chopper was showing me different spots. I was like, oh, this is awesome.
There's good spots out there.
And then we went to the park. I was really excited to skate at the park. I was like, you know, you see it only online if you're not from there. You know, so I was like pretty hyped to go there. But it was great though. Aside from that, awesome guys.
Should we play them a song?
Yeah, in their honor.
Yeah, let's play a song for the Osaka Daggers.
All right, let me see what I got. I got a lot of stuff now. Something old, something new.
I've been on an old binge
for the
maybe something old.
A lot of funk, a lot of soul.
Well, they like skateboarding from the 1980s. If we've got anything of that sort of
80s, I got some Parliament. See, I also got some Isley Brothers, and I got some stuff past that. I've been listening to a lot of jazz.
You got any punk stuff from the 80s?
I do have a lot of punk stuff. I have, you know, Circle Jerks, Black Flag. I got Descendants.
Yeah.
I think this is, you know, they might want to hear. Here we go. Maybe a bit of, where is it at? Some Bad Brains. They're at the festival. Some Bad Brains.
Oh yeah.
All right, for sure. Let's do this. I got the cord.
Oh yeah, you got the cord. You need that.
Let's see. And they're awesome. I love the guys. They're just awesome.
You got to meet them and hang out, huh?
My dad knew them from way back in the.
Oh really?
Way back in the Golden Voice 80s days. He used to work for Golden Voice. So.
Oh okay.
Something off Rock for Light. Let's see.
Yeah.
Let's see. This is an amazing. Oh, Destroy Babylon. That's a rough track to skate to. All right, here we go. Destroy Babylon, Rock for Light, Bad Brains.
Rock life.
that was awesome. Rock for Light and Destroy Babylon.
Yeah.
From Bad Brains, Rock for Light. That was for the Osaka Daggers.
Huh?
Now, I guess that was for the Osaka Daggers.
It was, that definitely was.
Yeah, you were just saying that, like, you got so psyched when you skate to Bad Brains, huh?
Oh, yeah, it's so fun. If you're skating, like a pool or something.
I was trying to film this, I was trying to shoot a photo in Slam Old Warehouse.
Yeah.
And we had Slam's old counter, and it was a big metal, it was like a big metal, like, rail.
Yeah.
And we put it on its side, and it went, like, up and then sloped down and then went up again. And I was trying to, like, front board it and, like, pop out at the end. And I remember putting Bad Brains on and being like, yes, this is what it's going to take to do this trick. Because it's kind of like you get on high and then you go low and then you end up popping out high again. So
it's weird.
Yeah.
I like to skate to, if I do skate and I put on the iPod, you know, I don't like to skate to a lot of hard stuff. Really, that's what the reality. I just like to skate to mellow stuff. It's good. But then when I do skate to hard stuff, I have to be really into, like, you know, if I'm gonna skate to like Infest or something, which is really intense. That's a one off kind of thing. But if I do, it's like you gotta be really hard, you gotta be skating something, or you gotta be like just on it and feeling like you're like thrashing sort of vibe. Thrashing sort of vibe, so.
Damn, sick.
But it's good though, definitely good.
What else have you been up to? You went to Japan, you went to the East Coast and toured with Bad Brains.
Yeah.
Pretty good. How old are you now?
I'm 17.
You're 17 and you're touring with Bad Brains.
This November.
The Dropkick Murphys.
It's good. We've done the Dropkick Murphys. We've been seeing them a lot. We saw them a lot this year.
I like those guys. I saw them at Coachella last year.
Yeah, they're great. They're great, man.
I saw them in London too. I saw them at the Brixton Academy.
Oh, yeah. They're crazy. They got crazy fans. They're Murphys.
I went there. Right? And I was like, this is going to be gnarly. This is going to be like, because I heard stuff about their shows years ago.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is going to be like one of the gnarliest shows. And I went there, and I was skating first. I went to like Brixton Skate Park.
Yeah.
And then there's these like just sort of nerdy like punk kids like hanging out and like they were singing Rocky Murphy songs. And I'm like, oh, okay. I was like singing along with them. And then I put my board in the car, went to the show. And I was like, oh, it's going to be gnarly. There's going to be like a lot of meatheads. There's going to be like people looking for a fight. And it was like, there was none of those people at all. They were all just like nerds. It was weird. I think, I don't know if I like missed the sort of that window where Dropkick Murphys fans were super gnarly.
Yeah.
Or what. But it was like the show that I went to, I didn't feel like intimidated at all.
Yeah.
You know?
They have a lot of, their fans are crazy. They have like, they call them Murphys, that's the, you know, but
the Let's way go they, Murphy.
Yeah, like we'd be playing shows with them and then we're not even off the stage and then we hear, Let's go Murphys. I'm like,
Yeah.
They're gonna come on, just chill, we're still playing, you know, we just started, but then.
They were good, man, they were good.
They're great though, their fans are a little crazy though. They were like, we were talking to them and we're like, man, you guys' fans are kind of crazy. I know you guys know that, but they're like, yeah, they're the type of guys that would beat us up in high school. That's how they described it, and it's kind of true. They're like,
that's so
they got
funny.
Like all these guys that are like, yeah, these meathead guys. You know, the occasional Nazis, which is a little really scary. Not a little, but other than that, it's just a bunch of guys into sports. They're really into hockey, and they're really into like baseball. They love the Red Sox. Like they were die all the guys
yeah.
in
I mean,
the band.
Half the songs are about the Red Sox. Yeah. Anyway, aren't they?
Like this one's about the Red Sox or about a team player from the Red Sox. That's awesome. They're a great band. I saw them a lot because we played a lot of the same festivals.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But we played a lot of the same days.
Yeah.
We met, you know, we made friends with their crew. All the guys in the band are just great guys. And
sick.
They're an awesome band, too. On top of it, amazing.
So it's rad that you went on tour with them. That's awesome.
Yeah, we did a couple different tours, so.
Yeah.
It's great. Despite the barrier between us and the fans, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
They like it, so
you know, good.
It's great.
Cool. They can get down.
Heck yeah.
What should we listen to now?
That's pretty old. Maybe something. Have you ever heard of a band called Alvin Band?
No.
This band. It's this one guy. He was the drummer for a band called Miniature Tigers.
Okay.
And they're like an indie. They're like a kind of modern indie band. They're really sick. Really sick. And he's one person. He did an album. The first album he did was all vocals. So he did everything. He laid down all the vocal tracks, bass and drums were all done, you know, by mouth. So I was like, this album's crazy. Everything about it. It's called Mantis Praying. He had a really big song called Temple Pressure, and that came out. That was like the hit that everyone recognized Dubai. I got okay. that. You want to hear that?
Yeah, let's hear it. I'm
Temple Pressure. Sweet.
I don't know the man.
I'm nothing, I walk on a device, my brain, keep it in the brain. Trying to read Hebrew, as you can feel, but I'm growing, I'm showing, growing, I'm showing. Time to play a cactus if you want to hide it. Oh, yeah. Tropical tango's the only thing you got. So use the hammer. And I can't afford to lose. I
got
a picture of you up on Instagram.
Cool. Looking weird.
Looking good.
I got the glasses on. This is kind of a rare thing.
Killing it. What's with the glasses?
These are my glasses. These are my prescription glasses.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. I think I used to have some of them like that.
Yeah, they're a bit. I chose the.
You chose the Patrick Franklin ones.
Yeah, these are like the old 70s black man looking glasses. When I first I got them, I think maybe 2 or 3 years ago, I was like, I got them at Specsavers.
Oh, nice.
That's when I finally I went to go get my eyes checked.
Specsavers, yeah. In England. No
I got way. I got two of them. I'm just like, I like them a lot.
Yeah.
And the lady or the guy that was choosing them, I'm like, are you sure? He asked me like at least like 5 different times. I'm like, yes, I'm sure. Thank you very much. I want these.
They're like in the back with a box with loads of dust on it.
Exactly. Of course, I had a really big afro maybe 2 years ago, so they were just like, are you sure? Like, it was ridiculous, so I was just like, all right. They're okay, they finally said okay, and they kind of said it like they didn't want to. Like, they didn't want to sell it to me. I'm like, I'm the one that's buying it. Please, let me have them. They're trying to, like, do you want these instead? These are really nice. They match you. I'm like, no.
Man, these. I used to run some like that from, like, the whole, like, from school up to like the end of college, pretty much.
Oh, dude, they're great though. Yeah. You know, my brother says I look like a child rapist. Like a child that's a child, that's a rapist. It's like, the only type of people you see these are like old black men or really creepy guys, like really creepy, like, gosh, there's so many different movies you can just look up and you'll see the one creepy guy that's maybe the rapist or the killer. He's the one wearing these glasses.
And that's the look you're going for.
That's the look I was going for. I wasn't thinking about that, but a child rapist, I'm just like, that's not me.
That's weird.
But if that's what you're going to say and it makes you happy, you know, whatever. I like them.
So what did we just listen to?
That was Alvin Band.
What?
Alvin Band.
Alvin Band.
Yep.
Yeah.
That was off the album Mantis Praying.
That was interesting, man.
Yeah, Temple Pressure.
Yeah.
That whole album is done by Voice.
Yeah, wow.
It's crazy. It's a great album.
Yeah.
He just came out with an album.
See, that's the good
recently.
Thing about having, like, you know, well-traveled, you know, well-listened to people of the world come on the radio show. You get to hear all sorts of rad stuff.
That's great. It's fun. Those guys are awesome.
Yeah.
I think they're from New York. Maybe a New York band. I could be wrong.
Okay.
Great band, though.
Cool. Is there anything else you've got a hankering for?
Maybe.
I've been listening to Fucked Up. I went to see Fucked Up last week.
How was that? I saw the picture.
It was unbelievable.
Oh, man.
Like, it was so good.
Those guys are nuts.
You know Randy from No Age?
Yeah.
His band supported.
Oh, cool. Was it No Age?
No, it wasn't
band?
No Age. It was his new band called Something Rats. I can't remember what they're called. But they were awesome.
Rats.
Yeah.
I might know what you're talking about.
Yeah. I can't remember the name, but they were really good.
Oh, that's what's up. Seriously.
Yeah, they sound like Motorhead or something, some of the songs.
Motown?
Motorhead.
Oh, Motorhead. Oh.
Yeah, it's fast and like really, it's like
crazy.
A...
Easy.
Yeah, it's like a heavy sort of band.
They're a crazy band. I mean, No Age is crazy to begin with, but, you know, I was thinking about going to that show, but I heard...
Oh, the Fucked Up one?
Yeah.
Oh, you should have gone. It was great.
I heard it was nuts, though. From the picture, and I just heard other people that
Rat Fist.
Like, Rat Fist. Yeah, I've heard of that. Yeah, I've heard of that.
Yes.
That's where, yeah, okay. Oh, it's crazy.
Yeah, man. It's good stuff.
Is it like a full four-piece?
Yeah, it is. It's like proper.
Oh, great. That sounds good.
Yeah.
And that was at the Ellery?
Huh?
That was at the Ellery?
It was the Ellery, yeah.
I saw the video you posted. People were, you know, that's like a typical, that's how they always do it. And it's good. They're a great band, too. I like them a lot.
Yeah.
That was sick.
Yeah, they were good. What else is going on? So I saw them. I've been listening to Fucked Up a lot.
Oh, yeah.
I saw this really rad movie called Frank.
Oh, what was that? What's up with that?
It's Michael Fassbender, Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Okay.
And it's like this weird sort of movie that takes sort of inspiration from like Captain Beefheart.
Okay.
And then... Daniel Johnson.
Oh, so it's all this crazy music.
It's crazy, like weird music about, you know, dealing with depression and stuff. But it's also very heavily inspired by this British comedian called Frank Sidebottom.
Okay.
He used to wear this big paper mache head.
Yeah.
And he was like this like star in the suburbs of Manchester. And and he was always saying that, you know, he should have been the fifth Beatle. And he's got sort of pop music knowledge. And he'd do these, like, funny renditions and stuff.
Oh, that's great.
And so it was inspired, really, by him. And it's sort of based around him. Like, because he never performed without this big paper mache head.
Frank Sidebottom?
Yeah.
Paper mache head.
Yeah.
That does sound familiar, though. Now that you're saying it like that. Oh, wait a minute. It's called Frank.
Yeah.
I think, yeah. A friend of mine, I'm now starting to remember because now that the way you're describing it. Yeah, yeah, there we go. My friend, showed me a picture or maybe a trailer.
Trailer
of it. And it was,
it's so good.
It was at South By, right? Or he's going to South By? Yeah. That's the one. He showed me that. Yeah,
it's really good.
It got
a release last week, and we saw it at the weekend because we didn't know it was like limited release or whatever, and we didn't know if it would make it to a lot of cinemas. But it was fantastic. It was seriously like one of the best films I've seen in the past 3 years.
That's great. Yeah, that was my friend showed me the trailer. His band goes to South By and plays, and yeah, that's what I remember. He was talking about that, so that's why. Okay, all right, definitely. I'm gonna definitely check that out.
Yeah,
for sure.
I'm gonna play a song from the movie.
All right, cool.
And hopefully this doesn't ruin the whole movie for you. Are you going to go see it?
Yeah, I want to go. And now that you're saying it, I definitely want. Is it still in theaters?
Maybe I shouldn't play the song then, because it kind of is the crescendo.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, I'm not going to play the song. But yeah, it's still at theaters. It's coming to Pasadena on Friday.
Pasadena
tomorrow.
Which one?
The Lou something.
Is it the $3, $4 theater, or is it like a proper?
No,
like,
I think it's a proper art theater.
Is it? Did they show at the ArcLight?
Don't think so. It's a really small release that it got. It didn't. It's only at like art cinemas, really.
Okay, so then where did you go see it at?
We went to Culver City to New Art. Yeah, but I don't know, it was like we went all the way across town, but it was so worth it. It was an amazing film.
Oh, for sure.
And there's so many great moments. I think you'll really like it.
Yeah, definitely. I'm definitely going to check it out now that you're saying it. Because I was thinking about checking it out when my friend showed me, but now that you're saying it's this great, definitely.
Yeah, it's
definitely
awesome.
Going to check it out.
Okay, well, we could play some Captain Beefheart.
Captain Beefheart, yeah.
You're a fan?
There's definitely a lot of tracks I like. You know, I'm not too familiar with the band.
It's not like you can listen to every single song and be like, this is the best. It's like some of it's really difficult.
Yeah.
But then some of it's like some of my favorite music, so.
Yeah, my girlfriend was like, I've been listening to Captain Beefheart. I'm like, really? You know. I mean, all right. I mean, I'm not too familiar with the group.
Right.
I know I heard, this is a long time ago, of course, that the lead singer was playing a song and walked off stage and just fell straight into the grass.
He was playing Electricity.
Yeah.
It was Woodstock, maybe, or one of these big festivals?
One of those festivals, because he said he saw a girl in the audience and her face turned into a goldfish. And so he just walked off and just fell face first into the grass field.
Yeah, and that was supposed to be that big moment, and that when they were supposed to make it, and then he, I'll play that song for you then.
They're great, yeah. Spanky used it.
That same song.
Used it in Stay Gold.
Yep.
And that was it's such a crazy nutty song. And
if you're a skate video nerd, Kevin Rodriguez skated to it in the Nosebone video.
Really?
Yeah, Rendezvous, I think it was called. Mm. It was a long time ago. But it was before Spanky skated to it.
I was talking about this the other day with my brothers. Is there like a, there's got, if you're going to reuse a song that's been used in a skate video, is there?
Yeah, but it's like, has Spanky seen a weird, like, or anybody seen this like video from a shop in France? You know, it's kind of hard. Like, and where do you go? It's like, you know, if a small company uses it and they go out of business, is that song available still? Or is it like, you know, should you maintain their heritage? It's a weird
exactly,
one.
Exactly, yeah. Some bands, I've seen, you know, you could go up online, you go to like skate videos, like see what bands. Some bands are used, some songs are used like, more than like eight times.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, well, that's awesome, but I mean,
everyone wants to skate to Black Sabbath, you know?
Yeah.
It's like,
Or like Jimi Hendrix, everyone wants, you know. I've been working on a part with my friend, he's filming a video, and I wanted to use this one Jimi Hendrix song, and I didn't know that Reynolds used it in This Is Skateboarding.
Right.
And I looked at it, I was like, oh, well, that's good. I can't use it because he made it so epic the way he used it.
Yeah.
So
nobody's skating to Hallowed Be Thy Name by Iron Maiden.
Yeah.
Are they? Like, after Jamie Thomas, like, put that part out, nobody's gonna touch that song.
Exactly. There's certain songs, which is good. Yeah, definitely. But like,
I've put video parts out, and then I've had people use those songs.
That's awesome. It's kind of like a homage kind of thing. It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
And if they didn't, you know, but I was like, when I was like, I'm like not gonna use that song.
Yeah, it's good, man. That's respectful.
It was too epic, and I used this
one song by this band called the Teddy Bears from Sweden, called Yours to Keep. And then this kid put this video out like 3 months later, and it had that song on. And I'm like, that we used that song in our video. Because you've definitely seen that video.
You probably have never heard of that band before.
Yeah, before.
Yeah.
I got that song from, like, my friend who had a mixtape of it, you know? And it was like, ooh, what's this? Can we use it?
It's crazy. That's where I was talking to Mikhail about. I was like, is there, like, a five-year difference? You gotta wait? Or is there, like, you can't definitely not use the same song someone put on the same year. Like, that's kind of...
I was thinking about this as well. I was thinking, like, earlier, I was like, when, you know, we put a video out, I want it to inspire people on every single level.
Yeah.
I want people to love the music and go, what is this? I've never heard this before.
Yeah, of course.
It's like an introduction to like this rad sort of music and also to that skateboarding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then if you can do that, like, because I remember walking out of videos being like video premieres going, I love that song. I don't know what it was. I don't know who that band is, but I've got to go and download it. I've got to go and like mm-hmm. find out about that band and like listen to it.
Oh yeah.
And it's like an introduction to like new music.
It is. Also, yeah, I found a lot of definitely new music through watching skate videos.
Yeah.
That also, that's where it comes from, inspiration as well.
Absolutely.
It definitely is.
Let's play The Good Captain.
Let's do it.
Singing through you to me, thunderbolts caught easily, shouts the truth peacefully.
Captain Beefheart.
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff, right?
Amazing.
Yeah,
awesome.
I love that guy.
It's fun.
So
it's
sick.
Fun, just fun song.
Yep.
Really, really nutty, but fun.
Well, we have the next dudes up here and getting ready. I can't remember what they're called. I always forget, like, the next.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They're just chilling.
I kind of want to ask them, but then it's like, we've told you 500 times. So,
look like cool dudes, really hip
dudes.
Smells like dude in there.
Yeah. I don't know.
Oi, what's your radio show called?
Thirsty Thursday.
Thirsty right. Thursday.
Thirsty Thursdays is coming out next.
Thirsty Thursdays.
There we go.
Alrighty.
So, yeah, I guess we've got time for maybe one more.
Alrighty, let's.
Or two more, depending if it's. Well, six more for the Black Flag songs.
If it's a really fast song,
Oh, it can be anything. No, we've got time. You know, if you wanna.
Let's see. I've been listening to a lot of stuff. Maybe. How about some? Man, I'm thinking some old school, some golden age hip hop. Maybe some. There's Eazy-E. There's Eric B and Rakim.
Yeah, man. Whatever you want.
Maybe. There we go. I think maybe Eazy-E.
It's a little out of my jurisdiction, but I'll, whatever.
Or if not, there's also.
No,
you know.
You play whatever you want. Yeah, I'm like.
Actually, I got one that
this
my
is
friend.
This is how we find out about stuff.
I got. No, I'm not. I'm gonna do some soul. I'm gonna do some funk. This is a band called Kurumi, my friend, she works at Stance. She showed me on the way back from Coachella.
Okay.
It's called The Ethics, and this is called I Want My Baby Back.
All right, hit it. Quick one.
That was great. The Ethics.
Time for one more, I think.
All right. Do you you want to stay on that binge, or do you want to get on something?
No,
else?
we can end with something like that. You know, that works.
Let's see, what do we got? We got like I said, we got a lot of stuff in here.
Well, let me just say thanks for coming on.
Oh,
it was
thanks
awesome.
Thanks for having me so much. It was kind of late, not late notice, but it was like not late, but it was sort of like I just came in and just.
It was great. It was like real last minute. Like, dude, let's do this.
Thank you so much, for sure. I got actually a Parliament song, Atomic Dog.
All right.
It was great. It's a great one. Here we go, Atomic Dog. This is George Clinton.
Come on anytime you want, Anaya.
Oh, thank you very much.
It was a blast.
Definitely.
All right. I'm out. This is Plus FM.
All right.
Happy Thursday's coming up next. Thanks for listening. See you later.
Yeah, this is a story of a famous dog. For the dog that chases its tail will be busy. These are clapping dogs, rhythmic dogs, harmonic dogs, house dogs, street dogs. Dogs of the world unite, dancing dogs. Yeah, clapping dogs, funky dogs. Nasty dog.
Atomic dog. Atomic dog.
I had a light on my balls. Whenever I've been walking the street,
compete.
Bow wow wow
yippee yay. Bow wow wow yippee yo yippee yay. Bow wow yippee yo yippee yay.
Untied dog in a telematic society.
I feel like that one more side face to get. Nobody talking me. One more star, feel like that one more star face to get. Nobody talking me. One more star, feel like that one more star face to get. Nobody talking me. Why must I be like that? Why must I drink again? Do the dog, catch it, dog, catch it. Do the dog, catch it. Do the dog, catch it, dog, catch it. Do the dog, catch it. Dog, catch it, baby, dog, catch it. Why must I be like that? Why must I drink again?
Nothing but the dog in me.
Why must I drink again?
Wow, 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 yippee, yo, yippee, yay!
Wow, wow, wow,
yippee,
yo, yippee, yay!
House trained.